This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. I'm Clara Princeton. It's now time for our weekly authors segment, The Author's Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Best-selling author Liza Alther was born in 1944 in Kingsport, Tennessee. Alther wrote her first short story at age 16 for her high school newspaper and continued writing in college, Wellesley College, where she worked on the campus paper. It was then and there that she decided on a writing career. For over 14 years, Alther wrote novels and short stories that resulted in 250 rejection slips. Finally, in 1975, her novel titled Kinflicks was published and became a bestseller. The book is a feminist coming-of-age narrative that broke new ground in terms of what could be written and talked about. Some critics even compared it to J.D. Salinger's Catcher in the Rye. Today, Alther's books have been translated into 17 languages and have appeared on bestseller lists worldwide. One of Alther's stated goals as a writer is to portray the human reality behind cultural stereotypes, particularly those regarding women, and she often deals with such material in a humorous fashion. She has actually been described as possessing a comic genius. In her 2007 book titled Kinfolks, Falling Off the Family Tree, Alther returned to her Tennessee roots. The book documents her search for the origins of her family. Her interest was spurred when a cousin informed her that he was a Melungeon, a multiracial denizen of Appalachia, infamous for possessing the evil eye and perhaps even an extra digit. Melungeons are reputedly a blend of numerous ethnicities and races. In her research, Alther also illuminates the importance of Appalachia as a receiving territory for a wide assortment of immigrants and refugees. Her most recent book titled About Women, Conversations Between a Writer and a Painter, is a dialogue dealing with growing up female and other topics shared between herself and the French painter and author François Gillot, with whom Alther has had a friendship since 1986. Gillot was the muse and lover of Pablo Picasso, who later married Jonas Salk, the vaccine pioneer. Alther taught Southern literature for a time at East Tennessee State University, but these days she divides her time among Tennessee, Vermont, and New York City. Among her most important influences was the Nobel Prize-winning author Doris Lessing. Alther first read Lessing's book titled The Golden Notebook in 1968, and according to Liza Alther, "It knocked my socks off. I began to understand that you didn't have to write about going to the sea in ships or fighting in a war or exploring a wilderness, and you didn't have to use fancy symbolism. You could write in everyday language about what you saw around you in your daily life, relationships, childbirth, and housework. And if you did it well enough, you could call it a novel."
Support for the Author's Page comes from the UT Libraries, whose research mission includes collecting the work of Tennessee authors through the Betsy B. Creekmore Special Collections and University Archives, library.utk.edu/society.
Thank you for listening. The Author's Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or wuot.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of The Author's Page. We love telling you stories.